Ah, very excited to speak to our next guest here for Made Internet and Mobile award-winning Aussie Services mobile plans from $20. So much happening on the track that's what's there for us to get excited about, Tim. No, and that's not always been the case in recent times, but it certainly is this year. And Nick Badeau has got a charge. Stuart McSween, who'll run the heat this morning of the 1,500 metres, who everyone is looking forward to watching in action. And Nick's been good enough to join us. How is the young man Stuart this morning, Nick?
Yeah, he's good. He's just sipping away on a cup of coffee as we get on the bus to go to the track to start preparing for this race.
Hey, good morning to you, Nick. Where have you done your pre-training for these Tokyo Games?
Well, we've been in Europe since May and we've been going to various competitions around the place, but the training base for us has been St. Moritz, which is in Switzerland. It's a high-altitude training centre. So we've been there for most of June and then the last 10 days or so before we came here.
Is that so you sort of pretty much on the... Have you been similar on time zone-wise and heat and the other conditions? Do they sort of marry up okay?
Well, not in Europe, but since we've been here, that's why we came here about over a week ago to get used to the weather and the time zone. We're back on Australian time zone, but we're well used to that now. Everyone's been well adjusted for over a week. It's no problem.
And Nick, can you talk just how tactical is? I know everyone's going to. Stu runs in the third heat of the 1500 metres. It's live and free on 7 at 10:27 this morning. In terms of the tactical side of these races, how tactical is it?
Oh, well, the big difference is when you're running on the circuit, which is where all these guys race most of the time, is that we know what the pace is going to be when the gun goes. And people just follow the pacemakers around in their fitness test, whereas when you're running these races, it can be slow, it can be fast, you don't know, and then you have to make decisions about what the way the race is going to suit your strengths and weaknesses, the other's weaknesses. So that's the big difference. But you know, the athletes tend to know a race plan they're going to try and execute when they stand on the start line and to try and make the race go their way. And I would say that most of the top guys have a good plan on what to do when the race goes.
And what's the perfect race in your mind for somebody like Stewie?
Oh, he's done pretty well on the Diamond League circuit. He's always in the top three or thereabouts. So we obviously prefer a fast race because he's a fit, strong guy. He's running 7:28 for 3K. A lot of these guys can't run that fast at that distance. So we probably prefer a true test of fitness rather than a slow, tactical race. So That probably explains our attitude to the race and what Stu would be thinking about.
And what about how important is reputation in these races, Nick? And I say that I'm absolute novice, so I'm watching and listening to the commentary and, you know, all the focus is on the big guns and what they're doing and where they are. And then we watch Rowan Browning come out and win a heat in his 100 metres and the racers almost were in shock themselves. So I'm sure he's not going to catch anyone by surprise given his performances in recent times, but is his reputation starting to build?
Oh, yeah, everyone knows who he is. He's won these big races, and he's one of the half dozen people in the field that everyone knows everything about. So, but that doesn't count for much when you get out there. And you know, it's not about winning the heat, just about progressing to the next round and then getting to the final and then trying to win the final. You don't really get too many medals for winning the heats or the semi-finals. You've got to actually do it in the final.
So he's obviously not going to be going out there and racing hard today. He just wants to leave a little bit in the tank. So what would be sort of like a perfect time for him to come through in today?
Look, you've got to be in the top six. That's ideal. It doesn't really matter as long as you're in the top six. So we don't really think of the time. We just make you technically assure you're in the top six and you cross the finish line and then you progress to the next round. It's just like the first quarter of a football match. You don't walk off the ground 3 goals front in the first quarter and think, oh yeah, we've won it. You just got to progress to the next stage until the point comes where you can actually win the race, which is in the final.
And Genevieve Gregson, you got her as well. She's in the final of the 3,000 metre steeplechase tomorrow night. What's her chances?
Yeah, she's second Olympic final in the steeplechase, third Olympic final because she was in the 5,000 and the steeple in Rio. She's probably not going to trouble the podium, but she's going to run a tough race. She's a fierce competitor, and she's a big asset to our sport, I think, because she always gives her best, and she's a really like a someone who gives a total best effort every time. So I know she'll beat a couple, she'll beat a few, and she'll do us proud. So she's been battling a bit of an Achilles injury on and off for 3 or 4 years. It's got a bit sore since she's been here. But she is through to the final now, and she's going to run a hard race and do her best.
Well, we'll be right behind her, as we will be with Stuart. It's an enormous amount of interest that's been created over here. So wish him well on behalf of all of us, and good luck.
No worries. Thanks, boys. I'll pass it on to him.
Go on, Nick.
Nick Bedeau live in Tokyo there. Got a busy morning. A lot of pressure on. Been a big build-up. Mm.